Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早安。
So it's a pleasure to be here again.
很高兴能够再来到我们中间。
And today's topic is actually one that I think really hits home in this day and age.
今天的信息真的是很适合今天的世代所需要的。
Because in Matthew chapter 6, it's talking about three major hypocrisies.
因为在马太福音第六章里面讲到三样伪善的事情。
And these three hypocrisies deal with three things, which are giving to the needy.
这三样伪善的事情呢，是关系到三件事。第一件就是施舍。
The second one is prayer.
第二件是祷告。
And third one is fasting.
第三件是禁食。
Now, when we think about the word hypocrisy, I think that's something that we need to first define before we actually get into what Scripture is talking about here.
当我们讲到伪善或是伪君子，我们在看今天的信息之前，我们先要做一个定义。
Because one of the greatest complaints of non-believers for against Christians,
因为通常非信徒对我们基督徒最大的一个抱怨
，the greatest thing is, hey, you guys are hypocrites.
第一个他们最大的批评就是我们是一个伪君子。
How can you say one thing?
你怎么可以说这样的事情
？About loving your neighbor and treating others as yourself, the golden rule.
关于要爱你的邻居如同你自己，就像我们圣经说的金句一样。
But then in church and in what you do is completely different.
但是在教会你们所做的又是完全另外一回事。
How can you claim to love God?
你怎么可以说你爱神?
But then also love money so much.
然后你又那么的爱钱。
One of the things that makes me most irritated when I watch TV about Christianity is the health and wealth gospel.
那当我看电视在讲到福音的时候，有一件事情让我很不舒服。
And one of the biggest things that I was actually watching, I believe it was a Netflix special or documentary.
就是关于在电视上的一个频道叫 Netflix 那个频道。
And they were talking about how in South America the health and wealth gospel is so prevalent.
在讲到南美洲的福音是多么的普及。
How 90% of their congregation are all very very poor.You know, third country type of poor people.
有90%在南美的国家都是非常贫穷的。
Yet the pastors there are flying private jets and living in mansions in America, nonetheless.
那但是他在那里的牧师，他们住的好像都是别墅，然后都有私人的飞机一样。
And so we all know as Christians that hypocrisy is something we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
所以当我们在讲到伪善这件事情，是我们每天都要面对的。
I mean, it's difficult.
这是一件很难的事。
Because all of our personal lives, each and every single one of us,
我们每一个人的私生活
we are confronted with, are you a Christian or are you not, in the choices that we make.
我们都在做一个选择，我们是做一个基督徒的样式，还是不是一个基督徒的样式。
And so when we look at Matthew chapter 6,
因此当我们在看马太福音第六章的时候
it brings about a very difficult question that we must ask ourselves as Christians.
这里提出一个问题是不容易回答的，我们自己要来问自己。
Are we Pharisees?
我们是像法利赛人一样。
Are we followers of Christ?
还是我们是效法耶稣基督的样式。
So let me pray for us and we'll get right into it.
让我们先有一个祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you today.
亲爱天父，我们为今天感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak through your word to us.
我们祷告今天你透过你的话语向我们说话。
That our hearts would be changed and more aligned to yours.
让我们的心能够被改变而更像你。
And so that we may live lives that are glorifying to you.
以致我们的生活真是能够荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 6.
让我们一起来看马太第六章。
The first section we're going to look at is from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们要先来看第一段，那就是第一节到第七节。
And if you don't have your Bibles, it's okay.
如果你没有圣经，没关系。
You can either download it from, you know, online, the Bible app.
你可以在手机上面下载圣经。
Or I believe it's also on the back of your pamphlet.
或是你可以看我们周报的背后。
So first I'll read in English and then we'll read it in Mandarin.
我们要先念英文的部分，再念中文的部分。
It says this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven.Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that what you're giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
You see, when Jesus is teaching this section, right?
当耶稣在教导这段话的时候
The first thing we have to understand is that giving to the needy is a requirement, both Old and New Testament.
我们必须要先来了解施舍这件事情是在旧约跟新约都是神的吩咐
There's no difference between what God has commanded the original nation of Israel versus what he commands the Christians in the New Testament.
在神对旧约以色列民的给他们的命令跟今天对所有基督徒给的命令是没有分别的。
Because in the Old Testament, what you get here is, for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 15.
就举一个例子，在旧约的申命记里。
In verse 11, it's a section, verse 7 to 11, but the main one that I'm going to look at is verse 11.
我们要来看申命记十八章。
十五章。
十五章。
十一节。
十一节。
And it says this, right? It says, there will never cease to be poor in the land.
原来在那地上的穷人永不断绝。
Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land.
所以我吩咐你说，总要向你地上困苦穷乏的弟兄松开手。
And in Proverbs 31, it also says this.
在箴言的三十一章也提到这样的事情。
Verse 8 and 9.
在三十一章八到九节
Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤。你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。
And of course, in the New Testament, Jesus is always dealing with those who are poor and needy.
我们可以在新约里面看到耶稣总是关顾这一些困苦穷乏的人。
And so the requirement for a Christian to give to the poor, to give to the needy, is absolutely declared by God.
所以很清楚在这里我们看见神对所有基督徒都有这样子的吩咐就是我们要关顾这一些困苦穷乏者。
And on the very surface, when we read Matthew chapter 6, it seems very simple.
那我们再看马太福音第六章这里表面上看起来好像很简单。
Because it says, oh, do not give to the poor, don't sound the trumpet, don't tell everybody else, because then you're attracting all the glory to yourself.
他这里说，当你施舍的时候，你不要吹号，好像让大家都注意到你，然后看到你的荣耀一样。
And so therefore, give in secret, so that way your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing.
所以你要在暗中做这样的事情，以致你的左手都不知道你的右手在做事情。
And that you will get reward from heaven.
这样你就会从天上得到赏赐。
See, on the surface, it feels like, oh, well, you know, you just don't want to be proud about the work that you do.
表面上看起来好像就是说我们不要为我们所做的事情而骄傲。
But in this day and age, especially in this Thanksgiving season,
在这个时代特别是我们现在接近感恩季节
and there's a lot of opportunity to try to help those who are poor.
我们有很多的机会去帮助这些穷乏者。
I mean, for me personally, I always get my heartstrings tugged a little bit.
我自己也是也在这件事情上面有一些挣扎。
Because when you watch TV and there's a commercial, right?
当你看电视有这样的电视广告。
What the first thing they do is they show you this picture of this poor kid from a country that's not yours.
首先你看到他们放了一个孩子的荧幕，这个孩子不是我们国家的孩子。
Like from Africa or from India or from China.
可能是从非洲，或是从印度，或是从中国的孩子。
And they're like skinny and they're emaciated. They don't have enough nutrients.
然后他们看起来很瘦，好像很没有营养的样子。
And then you see one person trying to give them water, and they can't, you know, drink the water because they're so weak.
然后你看到有人要为他们喝水，可是他们甚至都弱虚弱到没有办法喝水。
And all of a sudden, like Keanu Reeves or some celebrity walks out on the TV, right?
然后你看到一个 明星，然后就走上去。
And it says, "Would you please give money to save this poor child today?"
然后这个明星就说，你愿意来为这些贫穷的孩子捐款吗？
And so in my heart, it gets tugged a little bit.
然后我的心就开始有一些波动。
And then I go and I dial the number or I go online now.
然后我就去打电话或是上网去查。
I say, "I'm going to sign up $35 per month."
然后我就想说，我每一个月我要来付35块钱。
And then that $35 per month during the Christmas season, my conscience is now appeased.
当我想说，在这个圣诞期间，我每一个月去捐35块，我的良心现在就很平安。
I no longer feel guilty.
我就不再觉得内疚了。
You see, right there and then,
我们看到就在这件事情上面。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一件事。
In 1 month,
在一个月之内
，Will you remember what you gave?
你可能会记得你所付出的。
In 2 months,
在两个月的时候
，Will you remember what you gave?
你还会记得你给了多少吗
？In 4 months, you might remember because it's tax season.
在四个月第四月的时候，你可能还记得，因为那是赋税的时候。
But then for the rest of the time until Thanksgiving again the next year, do you remember what you did?
然后在接下来日子，一直到十一月的感恩节，你还记得你自己在做的这件事吗
？You see, hypocrisy in giving is not merely just because you want attention.
所以我们看到，我们讲到说，伪善的施舍，并不是单单只是说你想要引起人的注意
，but rather you fail to understand the heart behind Christian giving.
而是你没有去真正了解一个基督徒的施舍是什么意义。
You see.When it talks about giving to those who are poor and not sounding trumpets, it's not just because you're trying to give yourself glory.
当我们讲到说我们在施舍的时候不要吹号，并不是单单讲说我们不要显出自己的荣耀。
But rather, you need to understand why you are giving.
而是我们要去明白我们为什么要施舍。
And to understand why you're giving, you need to understand the heart of God.
我们要去明白为什么要施舍的时候，我们就要明白神的心意。
Or else your giving is hypocritical.
否则我们所做的施舍就是一种伪善的行为。
I'm going to do a little confession story right now.
我要向你们告白一件事情。
I may have told you the story before.
我可能过去讲过这样的事，这样的
故事。But I guess I like to embarrass myself from time to time.
但想我再次让自己在你们面前尴尬一次。
Because our young adults, way back when, years ago.
在多年以前，我还是年轻人。
In our young adult fellowship, we decided that we wanted to do some social justice stuff.
我们在青年的团契里面，我们想要做一些社会公益的事。
So we thought to ourselves as a group.
我们就一群人一起来思想。
We're like, okay, what can we do to help the world and to be applying our Christianity?
我们现在想说，我们可以为这个世界做什么，以至于我们真的是能够行出我们基督徒的生命来。
And of course, this happened during Thanksgiving season.
那个时候刚好就是感恩季节。
And the big thing during that time was like 30-hour famine and, you know, world vision.
在那个时候，流行的就是30小时的饥饿的禁食，还有世界展望会他们所做的事。
And so then we decided to pray together.
所以我们决定一起祷告。
Very holy.
我们很神圣。
We prayed and we're like, God, we want to help out people for your name.
我们跟神祷告说，我们愿意为了你的名来帮助人。
And so we all committed.
所以我们都一起来委身。
Now, not a lot of us weren't really making much money.
我们有很多人在那时候并不是能够挣很多钱。
So we said $5 per person.
所以我们说每个人出5块钱。
For a $35 per month, fee.
我们
or giving.
每个月要一起奉献35块。
And we are going to save a child.
我们要来帮助救一个孩子。
And so then we start to think, okay, what type of child should we save? Who is in most need?
我们就开始想说，我们要来救什么样的孩子？哪一种孩子特别需要我们来帮助呢
？So we said girls.
所以我们想说女孩子。
Because in other countries, girls are usually second class or they're being pushed down.
因为在其他的国家，女孩子通常是比较第二阶层的。
And then we started thinking, okay, well, what nation?
然后我们就开始想哪一个国家呢
？And of course, being the people that we were, we immediately thought, oh, well, Africa's poor.
所以很自然的，我们就想要说，哦，非洲是很贫穷的地方。
So we went online to the World Vision site.
所以我们到了世界展望会的网站。
And it's like, okay, would you like to sponsor a child? We click yes.
那这里他会问说，你愿意赞助一个孩子吗？我们就勾是的。
What region of the world would you like to? We said Africa.
他们就问是哪一个世界哪一个地区你要去资助呢？我们就选的非洲。
Do you have a preference, male or female? We said female.
然后他又问说你要男的还是女的？我们就选的女的。
And so then we started looking online.
然后我们就在网上看。
And I kid you not, within the span of 20, 30 minutes,
就在25分钟或是20分钟左右的时间里,
we're looking through the site,
我们就在这个网上一直看,
and all of a sudden it went from, let's save a poor kid in another country who needs the gospel,
然后突然我们是从我们要从一个国家那个国家有一个孩子需要帮助
to, hey, this one's really cute. Okay, no, this one's cuter. Let's try to sponsor the cutest kid on the World Vision website.
然后我们的心就开始变成说这个孩子比较可爱不这个孩子更可爱
and,
我们再找找看
So we spent like an hour clicking through the World Vision website to look for the cutest kid on World Vision to sponsor.
最后我们花了一个小时在这个世界展望会的网站上面想要找出一个最可爱的孩子我们要来赞助他
And it was so easy to go from we're praying about the world and we want to help someone to hey, who's the cutest kid that deserves our money?
我们看到我们很容易变成这样子从我们一开始是很敬虔的祷告想要帮助这个世界到最后我们的心态变成说我们要来选哪一个孩子最可爱来资助他
And it's even worse.
更糟糕的是
After 1 year of people sending me $5 per month,
在一年之后每个月我们其他的人都是一直付送五块钱给我，我们一起来出钱。
Everybody forgot.
每个人都忘记这件事了。
So Albert stuck with a $35 charge on his credit card every month.
然后最后变成是我一个人的信用卡每个月要支出35块。
And then Albert forgot.
然后我也忘记了。
Until one day I get in the mail, this is your yearly giving to World Vision.
然后直到有一天我收到世界展望会寄给我的信说这是你今年奉献的钱。
Between tax season to tax season.
从要报税的时间到下一个报税时间。
I have not remembered Serafina, which is the girl's name.
我都没有记住这个孩子的名字她是 Serafina.
For 10 years.
十年当中我每一年都忘记她的名字。
Hypocritical giving.Giving to the poor.
这个就是一种伪善的施舍，你施舍穷人。
This guy did it.
就是这个人做的。
You see, if you think about how easy it was to go from we are Christians and we want to help someone to hey, now we have given and we don't even care. That line is so close together.
我们可以看到，当我们从一个基督徒，我们真的是想要跟随神的命令来奉献，来资助穷人，到我们根本都没有去记住我们在做的这件事情，这东西中间的差别其实是很少的。
And when it says sound no trumpet before you, we forget that that is the pride that we have when someone asks us, oh, well, do you give to the poor? And I say, of course I do. I have a World Vision kid. I don't remember her name, but I do have a $35 charge on my credit card every month.
所以当我们讲到这里说你在施舍的时候不要吹号就好像有人问你说哎，你有没有在资助哪个孩子你说当然有啊我在世界展望会有资助一个孩子、啊、我每个月都是付35块的
Because my reward for giving is not necessarily accolades from other people
因为我虽然我的报偿我这样子做的一个报偿不是从别人来的
But rather an appeasement of the guilt for being a Christian
但是我只是想要让我自己心里不要有这样的内疚，因为我是一个基督徒，我必须要做这样的事情。
But if we were to understand the heart of God, then the giving has to definitely change.
但如果我们真的明白神的心意的话，我们的施舍这样的心态是必须要有一个改变。
Because let me ask you something.
让我再问你一个问题。
First Corinthians chapter 13, that is the book of what?
哥伦前书第十三章，这里是讲到什么呢
？Do you guys know?
大家还记得吗？这一章在讲什么
？Right.Love, right? If I give my body to be burned and give all my possessions to the poor, but I have not love, I am what? Nothing.
这里讲到说，我即使焚烧自己，我把我所有的都给人，但是没有爱，我所做的就是无有。
You see, this blowing of horn and this hypocritical giving is because there is no way for this person to remember what the heart of God is.
因为当我们看到说这个人在施舍的时候吹号，就表示说他没有在思想他所做的事情，神的心意是什么。
Now, what do I mean by this?
我这样说是什么意思呢
？So let's take for example.
让我们再举一个例子。
Our brother here is very poor.
我们有一个弟兄在这里很贫穷。
He's not poor in real life, but I'm just saying in this case, right?
他在实际上不是那么穷，但是我只是举一个例子。
And he comes to church every Sunday.
然后他每个礼拜都来到教会。
And he takes this and does his part in church. He does his part in church, so he, you know, cleans or serves.
他在教会也有服侍。
And I one day say, I want to help this brother.
然后有一天我就说，我想要来帮助这位弟兄。
So I stand before the congregation.
所以我就站在弟兄姊妹面前。
I say, I'm going to give half my paycheck to this poor brother.
我跟弟兄姐妹说，我要将我每个月的收入有一半要给这位弟兄。
And so I'm going to give it to him so that he is no longer poor.
我要把我的一半给他，所以他就不再那么的穷乏。
There's a problem here, right?
那现在有一个问题了。
Because in my heart of me giving,
在我的心里，我施舍给他。
Not only have I tried to attract attention to myself,
我这样子做的时候，不只是吸引人的注意。
But I have not thought or listened to the heart of my brother here.
同时，我并没有去想到我这一个弟兄他心里面的感受。
How would he feel if everybody all of a sudden looked at him differently? For being what we consider to be poor.
你想想看，如果每一个人开始看他的眼光都不一样的话，他的感受是什么呢？
All of a sudden, everybody looks with pity. Oh, poor brother, you don't have any money.
因着我的这个举动，每个人都看着他说：“哦，可怜的弟兄，你没有任何的钱。”
Oh, oh, we want to help out too. If Albert's helping, we're also going to help.
然后你们说：“哎，我们也想要帮助 Albert， 那我们一起来帮忙。”
And so we'll give money too.
所以我们都可以给他钱。
And from that point,
从那个时候开始。
Do you think this brother will be that thankful?
你想这位弟兄他心里会很感恩吗？
You see, giving without hypocrisy allows the person you're giving to maintain their dignity.
因此我们讲到说，当我们没有存着这样一个伪善的态度去施舍的时候，可以让接受帮助的这个人能够保持他自己的尊严。
Because when you give, you have to consider the hearts of the one that you're giving to.
因为当我们在施舍的时候，我们要去想到那一位接受的人他们的感受。
You see, by blowing trumpets and telling people, "Yeah, I give."
所以当你吹号的时候，你就在跟人说：“是的，我施舍。”
You have forgotten that this person is a son or daughter of God.
但是你忘记这位接受帮助的人，他也是神的儿女。
They are not defined by how much they make.
他们并没有因着他们赚的钱少就被定义为是次等的。
But yet you gave as if.They are not on the same level as you before Christ.
可是当你这样在吹号这样的做法的时候，就让他们好像在神的面前跟我们的地位是不一样的。
You see, that is what hypocritical giving is.
这样子就是一个伪善的施舍。
Because giving in itself, giving money to someone, is not the key for Christian giving.
因为施舍这件事情本身并不是基督徒要做的一个主要的部分。
Because if you think about it,Any religion, any person, any atheist, anybody on the street can give to another who is in trouble.
因为我们想任何的宗教或是社会上的任何一个人，他们都可以做这样一件事情，就是帮助那些有需要的人。
What makes you think that Christian giving is somehow better than everybody else's giving?
所以我们基督徒所做的施舍并没有比别人更高尚。
Is it because we say God bless at the end?
是因为我们因为知道神最后会祝福我们吗？
Is it because we say, well, Jesus blessed?In the name of Jesus, I give this to you.
是因为我们就说哦，我们今天是奉主耶稣的名而施舍的吗？
You see, it's so difficult to separate Christian giving to the poor versus any other giving to the poor because in this day and age with our churches, it feels like exactly the same thing.
因此，今天我们在看一个基督徒的施舍跟这个世上所有其他人所做的施舍，看起来表面上没有任何分别的。
And so, if the world gets the recognition and Christians get the recognition. Then we have already received our reward according to Matthew chapter 6.
所以如果这个世界也做这件事情接到同样的认可，我们基督徒做同的事情也一样的被认可，那好像我们就是已经得到了赏赐了。
So then, what does it mean to give and not be a hypocrite about it?
那真正的施舍而没有存着伪善的心，到底是指什么呢？
And that requires us to understand the heart of God.
这就是我们需要来明白神的心了。
And so then when God looks at the poor, looks at the destitute, what does he want to do?
所以我们去思想神看到一个困苦贫穷的人，神他想要做什么呢？
Can we answer that question?
我们可以回答这个问题吗？
Think to yourself.
我们来思想。
When you give to the poor, how is it different from someone else?
当你施舍的时候，你所做的跟别人有什么样的不同？
Is it different?
是有不同吗？
For me personally, it doesn't feel like it.
对我个人来讲，我并没有觉得有什么不同。
But you see, there's a great example of giving to the poor that I think that we should take a look at.
有一个讲到施舍是一个很好的一个例子，我们必须要来看。
And I won't make you turn to it, but it is the story of Ruth.
我们不需要翻圣经，但是我要告诉你，这是路德的故事。
Because if you don't know the story of Ruth, I'm going to summarize it very quickly for you.
如果你不知道路德的故事，我会简短的讲一下。
It would be a great Hallmark movie, like it's really sweet love story.
这是一个很美很美的故事，就像电影一样。
And so this woman had three sons and a husband. They moved out of Israel.
有一个女子，她有三个孩子，有一个丈夫，他们搬离了以色列。
And those three sons had three beautiful wives in another country.
她的三个孩子，他们因为他们搬到一个异国，她的三个孩子在那里有三个很漂亮的妻子。
And all of a sudden, the husband died.
突然，丈夫死了。
And the three sons died.
三个儿子也死了。
So this woman was left with three daughters-in-law and no stake to any claim or things that she could give them.
这个女子呢，就只剩下三个媳妇跟着她，她没有任何的东西可以给这三个媳妇。
So she said to the three, hey, go, like get remarried, do something because I cannot support you.
所以她就跟三个媳妇说，你们可以离开我，因为我没有办法来供养你们，你们应该再去再嫁。
So two of the daughters-in-law, with tears in their eyes, said, we're sorry, but we're going to go back to our homes.
其中的两个媳妇流着眼泪对她说，我们很难过，但是我们真的必须要离开，回到我们自己的家乡。
But then one, Ruth, said, I'm going to follow you wherever you go.
但是有一个媳妇叫路德，说无论你去哪里，我都要跟从。
Your people will be my people.
你的子民就是我的子民。
Your God will be my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And if you guys have sons,
如果你们有儿子的话，
and you can find a daughter-in-law like that,
如果你找到这样的一个媳妇儿，
good job.
你很厉害。
And so Ruth and Naomi travel from this land all the way back to Israel.
因此路德和拿俄米就从那个异国一路回到他们的本地去。
And Ruth is so poor that what she does in order to survive with Naomi is that she goes to the fields.
路德跟拿俄米他们穷到一个地步，他为了要供养他自己跟婆婆，他去到田地。
And so the people who are, you know, harvesting wheat,
在那个麦田里，人们在收麦。
They always drop a little bit by accident, right?
在收割麦子的时候，常常都会掉一些。
So then she would pick up what's remaining.
他就去拾。
And then she would be able to have enough wheat to make bread and survive.
她就可以有那些麦来做饼，能够跟她的婆婆一起存活。
And so during the story, there's a guy named Boaz, right?
在这个故事里面有一个男子叫波阿斯。
And he sees this cute girl who's at his field all the time.
他看到这个可爱的女子在他的田里。
And he's actually he's older by a good amount.
他是比较年长的。
And so he quietly tells his workers.
他就暗地里告诉他的工人
，Hey, don't pick up the leftovers. Leave a little extra.
跟他的工人说，你们地上掉下的那些麦穗不要去拾起来，留在那里。
Because there's this woman who comes to collect, and we just want to make sure she's okay.
因为我们看到一个女子来捡这些麦穗，我们要确定她有足够的食物可以存活。
Honestly, we all think that's very romantic.
我们在想这样的故事，都觉得说非常罗曼蒂克。
But if you think about this person, Boaz, right?
但是如果我们想一想波阿斯这个人，
if he truly followed God's law,
如果他真是跟从神的命令，
in Leviticus, it actually commands people who own property to not ever harvest at the very edge of their land.
在利未记里，神实际上是有吩咐以色列人在他们的田地的四角是不要割尽麦子。
And also do not then pick up what is left behind.
也不要去捡起来那些掉下来的麦穗。
And do not gather fallen grapes from your vineyard.
也不要把你的葡萄园的葡萄全部都收取。
It says, and in Scripture in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 10, it says, "You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God."
在利未记里面讲到说，你要为那些穷人跟外地人留着一些，我是你的神耶和华。
And so honestly, Boaz is doing what? Not because of necessarily Ruth, but he's actually following God's command.
所以这里我们看到波阿斯他所做的并不是单单为着路德，而是他是来跟从神的命令。
And now this is a little bit of a weird way to find a husband or wife.
那当然我们现在接下来要听到的是一个有一点奇怪，你要找到丈夫跟妻子的方法。
But story goes, Ruth then wants to thank him, and she lays at his feet and uncovers his feet when he's sleeping.
这 故事里面讲到说，路德为了要谢谢波阿斯，他就去睡在波阿斯的脚下。
It's a weird way to like say like I like you, but don't try it nowadays.
这是一个，就是说你跟另外一个异性说我喜欢你的一种奇怪的方式，所以你不要这样试。
Boaz wakes up and he's like, "Oh, there's a beautiful girl there."
然后波阿斯就醒了，就发现他脚下睡着一个。美丽的女子。
And then he goes through the ritual of finding out who's the closest relative who can redeem Ruth.
然后他们就要经过一个习俗，就是你要去找一个近亲来买赎你。
And he goes and he says, "Hey, this person, you know, you are the closest relative of Ruth. You need to redeem her because her husband is now passed."
他们找到这样一个人是路德他的最近的亲属，跟他说你必须要来娶路德，因为他的先生死了。
And that guy's like, "Well, I've already got a wife. This is not good news. So I'm going to abandon my role in this and say the next person, next of kin should do it."
这个人说，我已经有一个太太了，我没有办法做这样的事情，我愿意放弃我的权利，然后你们可以去找第二个亲的近。
And so then Boaz goes, and finally, after having received and being the next of kin to support her, he marries Ruth.
而波阿斯他刚好就是第二个最近的一个亲属，因此他就娶了路德。
And then Ruth is redeemed, and remember, she is not an Israelite.
路德在这件事情上面就被救赎了。我们要知道，路德他并不是以色列民。
But she becomes a part of the nation of Israel.
但是他成为这个以色列国的一部分。
And then she eventually is the line of what? The line of Jesus.
最后她成为耶稣家属里面的一个成员。
But you see, giving to the poor is not about solving their immediate need, but rather about redemption and reconciliation.
因此我们看到，当我们讲到施舍，并不是来解决他们目前的需要，而是来处理他们的永生以及一个整个被救赎的生命。
If you cannot give and understand that God is looking to reconcile, then your giving will be in vain.
如果我们在讲施舍，并没有看到神要这个施舍是能够让人跟他和好的话，我们所做的就是无有的。
You see, because God's heart is not on the individual immediate need, rather He wants their spirits and their lives to be completely reconciled to our Father in heaven.
因为神对人的心意并不是要解决他们目前或是当前紧急的需要，而是要来处理他们永生的问题，让他们能够跟神和好一个关系。
Yes, God gives and Jesus heals the sick in their immediate need.
是的，神赐福，主耶稣他也医治有需要的人。
Through Elijah, there's a miracle of, you know, enough flour and oil to last the entire famine.
我们看见，耶稣所行的各样的神迹。
And so then you see here that, yes, God deals with the immediate need, but His goal and His heart is not only that.
是的，我们是看到神也供给人紧急的需要，但是神最终的目的并不单单止于这里。
But rather, it is to restore dignity and to restore the relationship that people can have.
而是要修复人的尊严，修复人跟神的关系。
Because if that restoration does not happen,
如果复活没有发生的话。
If that restoration between relationship does not happen,
如果人际的关系这样子一个修复没有发生的话，
then what's the point of your giving?
那我们施舍的意义在哪里呢？
The giving is then for yourself.
这个施舍好像是为你自己做的。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
when you look at chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 1 through 4,
当我们在看马太福音第六章一到四节，
giving yourself glory for the things that you give is not as simple as we think.
当我们在讲到说我们为了自己的荣耀而去做施舍，这个不是单单字面上的意思。
Because if you do not remember why you give, then your giving has only been for yourself.
因为当你没有去思想你为什么要施舍，那你做这件事情就是为你自己而做的。
You see, then that means that when we think about giving to the poor,
所以讲到说我们想到要周济穷人的时候，
the responsibility is far greater than $10, $15, $25, $35.
我们的责任不是在于我们给的五块钱、十块钱、十五块钱。
The responsibility is far greater than just signing off for a monthly donation.
这个责任也不单单在于说我们愿意来每个月捐多少钱。
Because when you give, you have to consider the heart of the person and whether or not your giving helps reconcile them.
因为当你在施舍的时候，你要去想到你所付出的这一个人，他的心是不是能够帮助他，能够修复他跟神的关系。
Now, I'm not saying you should not give, you know, money to the homeless and just like, you know, to World Vision or any of these organizations.
我并不是说大家不需要去捐款给世界展望会或是有需要的人。
What I'm saying is that as Christians, we need to think more deeply about why we do the things that we do.
我所要说的说，我们作为一个基督徒，我们在施舍的时候，我们要去有更深的一层的思想。
Because the greatest part of hypocrisy is how we lie to ourselves.
因为伪善里面最重要的一件事情就是我们常常自欺。
Let me ask you something.
让我再问一个事情。
So let's say we give to a homeless person.
啊，让我们说我们捐款给一个无家可归的人。
And he's like, "Hey, I don't want money."
他说我不想要钱。
I want some food.
我只要食物。
So you go and you buy them some food.
所以你就买食物给他。
And then he says to you, "Thank you for the food, but really, what I need is conversation."
然后他就跟你说，谢谢你给我的食物，但是让我所需要的是有人能够跟我说话。
Would you be willing to sit with me and talk to me?
你愿意坐下来跟我说话吗？
And then as you're talking, he says, "Well, it's kind of tough during holiday seasons because what I actually need is a place to stay."
然后在你们的交谈当中，他说，其实在这一个节气当中最困难的是我需要有一个地方能够居住。
You see, our heart's kind of like, okay, giving a little money, no problem, right?
所以你看现在我们心就开始有点动了，我要给一些钱没有问题。
I'll give them a meal, even better, I don't have to give cash. I can just, you know, buy a meal for them.
如果是食物的话那更好，我不用给钱，我只要去买一个够他吃的东西就好。
Oh, a conversation? Not too bad, spends a little time, but no money out of my pockets, no problem.
那你要交谈没有问题，我只要花一点时间，我也不用出钱，所以没有问题。
Oh, you need a place to stay? Okay, I'll get you a hotel room.
然后现在你需要地方住，好，我来找旅馆。
And then finally he says, "Well, I would love to spend the holiday season with a family." Oh man.
但是他却跟你说，哦，我真是希望在这个节气的时候能够跟一个家人在一起。
Not so easy anymore, is it?
那你现在想说，不再那么容易做。
Now you gotta think to yourself, "Well, is this guy crazy?Is he going to murder us? Is he going to steal? Is he going to do drugs in my house? Well, how do I get him there? Is he going to stay with us for how long? Is it just a Christmas season or is it forever? What am I supposed to do? I'm a Christian. I'm not allowed to reject this." And you go through this and you become so tight in your heart that where has your giving gone?
然后你就开始想，这个人，他住在我家，他是想要偷吗？想要抢吗？或是想要吸毒呢？那他要住多久呢？只是这个节期，还是要一个月、两个月？那我应该怎么做呢？才能够像神的儿女一样呢
？I've got kids. There's danger. I don't know what to do at this point.
我有孩子，那我很怕家里有什么危险的事情。我应该怎么做呢
？You see, now I'm not saying that every poor person you come in contact, you should invite them into your house and like that. That's not what I'm saying. Like you have to be discerning and wise.
我不是在说，只要你遇到无家的人，他们有需要，你就邀请他们在。来，或是不邀请他们来，我只是说我们要去仔细的思想。
There are some people who can do that.
有一些人他们是可以做这样的事情的。
But the thing is, you have to start thinking about when you give, at what point, if God calls you to give to that point, are you okay with it?
我们要思想的是，你所要做的事情是不是来自神的感动跟呼召？神他呼召感动你做到哪一个地步，你就做到哪一个地步。
The same way works for you know people who go full time missions or missionaries.
对一些宣教士，他们去短宣的人，也是有这样的一样的应用。
We go to retreat and we say yes, like oh yeah, that's such great work. I'll donate to your cause.
我们去一个退休会，然后我们觉得有这样的需要，我们愿意捐献。
And then your son or daughter comes home and they're like, "Dad, I was really moved by that missionary."
然后你的孩子去了退休会回来跟你说，哦，我对那个宣教士很有感动。
And I want to go to Iran to help those people in need. I want to go to the Middle East to help those people in need.
我也想像他一样去到中东那些去帮助有需要的人。
And the parents are like, maybe after med school."
然后你可能就要说，等你读完医学院再来吧。
You see.When it gets to a certain point, and let's say God is truly calling you, are you willing?
现在问题是说，当神真的呼召你做这样的事情的时候，你是不是愿意？
Because the heart of giving is not just the material things that we give.
因为一个施舍的心，并不是只是单单讲到我们所 给出去的东西。
And hypocrisy is not just getting external praise.
一个伪善的人并不是单单讲到说他们喜欢得到外面的称赞。
Because sometimes when we give and we think about what God calls us to do, it's far deeper than just that.
因为很多时候神呼召我们去做施舍的事情是比这个有更深意义的。
So, there's actually a lot of, so I was going to talk about three things and we've only hit one.
我主要讲三件事情，我们现在才讲第一件事。
So we're going to be here for another 2 hours.
所以我们还要再待两个小时。
But the one interesting thing is this.
有一件有意思的事情。
And I'll use this to kind of close for us in this topic of giving.
我要用这个来结束这个第一段落。
Because in the next section it talks about hypocrisy in prayer.
因为第二段落要讲的是一个伪善的祷告。
It's still talking about how you have to do it in secret, go into a room, close the door, you know, pray to God, that way He can reward you in secret, what you've prayed in secret.
这里也是讲到说你要怎么样在暗地里祷告，关上门在内室祷告，因此神可以赏赐你。
So if that's the case, then churches should not have any more prayer meetings because it's too public and we're not going to get anything done.
所以如果我们真的要照着圣经上讲的话，我们教会就不应该有祷告会，因为这个祷告会是公开的，不符合圣经的。
So prayer meeting should just be an anonymous text like prayer meeting time. Everybody goes into a closet and quietly prays. That's most effective, right?
所以我教会祷告会好像应该是发一个通知，然后每一个人收到通知就到内室里面去祷告。
And nobody knows what another person has prayed about.
没有人知道另外一个人在祷告什么。
Of course, it's not like that.
当然不是像这样子。
Even in the book of Daniel, when you take a look at how he ends up in the lion's den,
当我们去看但以理书的时候
he went up to his room.
但以理他去到他的房子
opened his windows towards Jerusalem.
他打开朝向耶路撒冷的那个窗
and then he prayed.
然后他就祷告。
God honored that prayer.
神，欢喜他这样的做。
And he also did this consistently in public.
而他持续的在公开人的面前做这样的一件事情。
And so is, you must not be like the hypocrites. To pray doesn't mean that Daniel doing something wrong. The answer is no.
所以我们说我们公开这样祷告是伪善的并不是的。我们看到但以理的例子就不是这样的意思。
You see, in the same way with prayer, prayer you need to also understand the heart of what it means to pray.
同样的，当我们讲到祷告的时候，我们要明白祷告是指什么。
And hypocrisy in prayer, again, is to pray without understanding God's heart.
一个伪善的祷告，就是你在祷告的时候，你并不明白神的心。
And one of the things, and we can touch upon this next time as well.
另外一件事情，我们下次或许可以。
Like my friend and I, right? We're both pastors' kids.
我有一个朋友跟我一样都是牧师的孩子。
But we're also kind of, like we're very cynical and kind of sarcastic when it comes to Christianity because of the way we're brought up.
因为我们成长环境的关系，我们对讲到基督信仰，我们都是很愤世的。
And so we were like thinking because we talked to a lot of seminarians and they use all these big words.
我在讲说，神学院里面常常讲到那些很难的字。
And so we wanted to write a book called.Do you want to sound like a smart Christian? Use these words.
我们都在开玩笑说我们要写一本书，说你想要听起来像是你是一个很厉害的基督徒吗？用这些字眼。
Oh, eschatological or ecclesiastical or whatever it is.
末世论啊，传道论啊。
And if you use these words, you can sound like a smart Christian.
如果你用这些字的话，你可以听起来像是你是很有智慧的基督徒。
And in the prayer portion of hypocrisy, that's exactly what we're dealing with.
当我们讲到一个伪善式的祷告，这个就是我们所要面对的问题。
The pressure of sounding right when you pray.
我们有这样的一个压力，就是我们祷告的时候，那些话语要听起来是对的。
Sometimes it can become a game, right?
有时候听起来像是一个玩游戏一
样。You go to prayer meeting.
你去祷告会。
The more amens, the higher the points.
如果你祷告的时候，别的声音说amen, 好像你就祷告的比较好，你的分数比较高。
And as much as we don't believe that directly.
那我们并不直接这样相信的话
but that's kind of how we feel in our hearts sometimes when we pray.
有时候我们心里其实是这样子想的。
So then we forget what is the purpose of prayer.
那当我们有这样子的意念的时候，我们就忘记祷告的意义了。
And just to be a little funny, sometimes when I think about prayer,
好玩的是，有时候我想到祷告
and purpose of prayer,
祷告的目的。
I get a little frustrated during meal times.
在吃饭的时候常常有点丧气。
Because we all get together.
因为我们都聚集在一起。
And the food is hot.
食物是热腾腾的。
And you go for the one person that you consider to be holy.
然后你转向一个人，我们觉得他是很神圣的。
They always go to me.
他们常常都找我。
And when I was younger, I would get up like, oh, let's pray.
当我比较年轻的时候，来，我们一起来祷告。
15 minutes later, all the food is cold.
我祷告了15分钟，然后食物都凉了。
I've prayed for the world, the country, the poor, the sick, the needy, those who need jobs, those who are trying to get pregnant. I've gone through the whole list.
我从世界祷告到国家，祷告到那些有需要工作的、生病的，所有的名单我都祷告了。
And you hear someone chewing.
然后你听到有人在咬东西。
One person couldn't wait.
有人等不及了。
You're like, How could you be so not holy?
你怎么这么不圣洁呢？
You see, what is the point of praying for food?
所以为食物祷告的意义在哪里呢？
It's to thank God for the food you're about to consume.
是要为你将要饮用的食物来感谢神的。
Not necessarily about prayer meeting during meal time.
并不是要在吃饭的时候有一个祷告会。
Now, if people do get moved, and I'm just being a little funny, it's okay to pray long during meal times.
如果有人真的受感动了，你要在吃饭前祷告久一点是可以的。
But if you think about that, that's kind of what hypocritical praying is dealing with in the next section.
可是我们真的去想的话，你就想要说，当你有这样的机会的时候，你真的就是要去面对一个伪善的祷告这样的问题。
They love to stand in prayer at the synagogues and at the street corners.
圣经里面讲到说，这些人喜欢站在会堂上，还有道路街道上。
That they may be seen by others.
也是他们可以被人看见。
Verse 7 says, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do." For they think they will be heard for their many words.
第七节讲到说，你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
The next verse is very important for understanding the difference between hypocrisy and true prayer.
下一个经文是真的帮助我们，一个伪善的祷告跟一个真诚的祷告中间的区别。
And also the difference between hypocritical giving and godly giving.
这个也应用到一个。用伪善的心态去施舍，或是从神那边来的感动去施舍的区别。
For your father knows what you need before you ask him.
因为你的天父知道你一切所需要，在你没有问他之前，他已经知道了。
When you give, the father knows what that person needs before you give.
当你施舍的时候，天父其实已经在你做之前知道那个人的需要了。
When you pray, the Father knows what you're going to ask for before you pray it.
当你祷告的时候，天父已经在你祷告之前知道你所要求的是什么。
And He is able to both give and to answer prayers.
天父是能够给予并且回应你的祷告的。
So then, what is the heart of giving and the heart of prayer?
所以，这个施舍跟祷告的中心是什么呢？
Is that your heart?Has to align with God because He is showing you what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
那就是你的心要能够跟天父的心一样，因为你必须要知道天父的心意是什么。
Because when you give in love, it's very different from just handing out some money.
当你是存着爱心来施舍的时候，那跟你就是给一些钱，那是很不同的。
Because sometimes when you give out of love and out of sacrifice.It's not necessarily received well from the other end.
因为很多时候，当你用一个爱的心跟奉献的心去奉献的时候，你会看到那个结果是不一样的。
And so I read a, you guys know Humans of New York, HONY. There's like an Instagram / Facebook group, or a photographer.
在网上有这样的一个社交群体是。一群摄影师的群体。
And so what he does is that he goes to like New York or another country and takes profile pictures of people from that place.
他去到纽约市或是其他不同的地区去摄影。
And he asks them, tell me your story.
他拍摄不同的人，然后就照那些人，然后请他讲他们的故事，然后就把故事打上去。
And so a lot of people have a lot of strange stories, right?
很多人他们有一些很特别的故事。
But more recently, he was actually in Hong Kong.
最近这个摄影师他在香港。
And there was this woman who was in Hong Kong.
有一个女人在香港。
But she, I believe, was either, I think she was Filipino.
那这个妇女本身是菲律宾人。
And she said something along these lines. She said, like, from when my kids were very young, I decided to take a job in not in the Philippines. I left the Philippines so that I could make some money.
这个妇人她说, 当我的孩子还很小的时候呢, 我就决定来香港工作, 而不是在菲律宾工作。
And I sent all my money back home so that they could go to school and they could pay rent and they could have a living.
我把我所赚的钱都寄回菲律宾, 让我的家人, 孩子, 他们可以去学校, 他们可以有地方住。
And now my kids are older.
现在我的孩子都长大了。
And we recently got into an argument.
那我们最近有一个争吵。
They said, they told me, and it kind of hurt, that everybody else's mother was there, but you were not there for us.
因为我的孩子告诉我，那他所说的话让我蛮伤心的。 他说，我们的妈妈都在我们身边，可是你不在我们身边。
And so then she said, well, I hope that they can understand why I did the things I did.
然后这个妇女说，我希望我的孩子能够明白我为什么这样做。
You see, sacrificial giving may not necessarily be received in the right way.
我们看到这样一个奉献。 牺牲的精神的给予, 并不一定会真的得到他真的所做的这样的一个值得的报偿。
You see, hypocritical giving wants our conscience and our pride to be lifted up.
伪善的施舍是要我们自己的良心或我们自己的自我被提升。
But sacrificial giving, according to Scripture, is one where the result may not be what you think it is.
但是一个奉献牺牲这样的施与
Because they, the person you're giving to, may not understand the purpose with which God has given you the ability to give.
因为那个接收的人，他并不一定能够真正明白神呼召你、感动你所做的这样的一个行为那个意义。
You will sacrifice time and energy and money.
你牺牲你的时间、你的精力、你的钱。
Person won't care.
这个人他不在意。
You save them time and time again. And they curse your name.
你为他们节省了很多时间, 可是他们却咒诅你的名字。
See, that is what it means to give.
这就是施舍的意义。
Because it's not about us.
因为这个不是在于我们自己。
It's about the heart of Christ.
是在于基督的心肠。
If Christ is able to come on this earth,
如果基督能够来到这个世上,
give his life for people that curse his name,
为那一些咒诅他的人,
we have to start gauging what does it mean to truly give as Christians.
我们就要真正来看来思想那个基督徒施舍真正的意义是什么了。
I pray we would think deeply about it.
我一直有一个很深的祷告。
And I pray that we would understand that the Father already knows and is able.
我祷告我们能够知道神他已经知道一切，他也能够做一切的事。
And so let us pray. Dear Lord God, as we come before you,
亲爱天父，我们来到你面前,
we pray that you would instill within our hearts a greater desire to know you better.
我们祷告您在我们心里面注入一个渴望能够更多的认识你,
so that when we can give in love.
因此当我们施舍的时候，我们能够用爱来施舍。
When we give, we can give with the heart of God.
当我们施舍的时候，我们能够用神的心来施舍。
We thank you for this time.
我们为这段时间感谢你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.